Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
We ask you that you watch over our hearts and grant us a disposition that your word will have a place in us. We ask that you anoint our lips. Yes, if you can use a donkey, you can use us. Yes. We pray that we'll be able to speak your word clearly. Anoint our ears. Yes. May your word bless us greatly. Yes. May we find encouragement and hope and faith and all the virtues we must have. May our lives never be the same. We vow to give you all the glory as always. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Psalm number 22 and verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Erade, erade, aden awa pa me.
Why art thou so far from helping me?
Aden awa chun hun se erade ube bua me.
And from the words of my roaring. Let's look at verse 16 and 17 of the same chapter. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They that pierced my hands and my feet. Let's look at Psalm 34 and verse 20. Verse 19 first and 20.
Dunkrum.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Now, trinini amani hudo sudie.
But the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Nasu onyami eyi ni fini nyinaamu.
He keepeth all his bones.
Na ni no mpenyina wakura no.
Not one of them is broken.
Nempo wa mabaku mpo embu.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Otrinini amani hudo su.
Many are the challenges of a follower of God. Many are the problems of a believer. And a good many unforeseen contingencies befall righteous people who are seeking to live and serve the Lord. But the Bible says that but they who are such, they shall be delivered from all the problems of their lives.
Now, when Yamia Sam say one of my one for no, when Yamiba Jum with your Mahoney name,
my title is A Quality Lifestyle.
Now, and Nama Sama may be canonitia seminaya dear mammy nemum, Yamika Chana say Abraboa, Emudo, Emuyafe.
Psalm 22, verse 1 apparently was talking about the Lord Jesus.
Now, we share a new Edionumianuna or Casafa Yesu.
You know, in some of the versions or the Psalms, they have double interpretation. It applied to the person who was writing, but there was also an element of prophecy within it.
We know
that on the cross, Jesus shouted and cried, "My Lord, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
Verse 16,
we know that his hands and his feet were pierced.
Psalm 34,
verse 20, we know that his bones were not broken. I always thought that many are the afflictions of the righteous was talking about you and I. But in a sense, in this verse, you can see that it's talking both about Jesus and also about.
So
that righteous man was the Lord Jesus to start with. And his bones were not broken. Let's cross-reference to John chapter 19. A quality lifestyle. If you like something drastic, you can give the title, Carry the Bones. John chapter 19 and verse 36.
Now Johanne ti don kruti chema duansa ensia.
For these things were then,
na sanio me nyina wo ye ya,
that the scriptures should be fulfilled.
Se be ya wonyame asem bebem.
A bone of him shall not be broken.
Ni nompe enwo se ebubu.
These things were done.
Sanio me we nyina wo ye ya,
that the scriptures should be fulfilled.
Se be ya wonyame asem na waka no ebebem.
A bone of him was not broken.
Na ni nompe mu embu.
Then you ask yourself, which scripture was that?
Now, what is that assembly?
You go back to Psalm 34, verse 19 and 20. And you go back to Psalm 22, verse 1, 16 and 17.
Now, what is that assembly?
And all the other prophecies in between and around these verses we have given.
Now, when you come to the Bible, and son and yakikin in Kenya.
I want you to know that when Jesus was on earth, he led a life that was of a very high quality. The quality of his life is judged from how his life went according to the scriptures, according to the word of God. The book written about Christ. And he said to God that in the volume of your book, some things are written. I have come to do your will, O God. A quality life is a life that is led according to what God has written in his book concerning you. So Jesus came on earth doing the will of God. He had afflictions, he had challenges. The devil thought he had an upper hand over his life. But the Bible says that everything that went on about Jesus went on that the scriptures should be fulfilled. I want you to know that there are things that are written about you in the Bible. And I pray that the things written about you in the Bible shall come to pass in your life. So when Jesus was stretched and he was nailed, God ensured that the scripture said that not a bone of his should be broken. God ensured that scripture came to pass.
Hallelujah. And utimra ye bre Yesu sema ye bona senuemu no. Se de wonyame asama ka se won se ni nompe bia eho ka no. Onyame hye se se de anasamse no Yesu ni dompe biara anka.
So you can see that in the midst where Satan was even working, God was allowing him to work in certain areas. As these wicked Roman soldiers stretched his hands and then they were nailing the 6 inches nail through his hands and feet, God ensured that a bone was not crushed.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it wonderful that
Hallelujah.
When Satan is at his best, God is also guiding
Hallelujah.
Him? Satan is actually a servant of God if
Hallelujah.
You want it in a perverse
way. The Roman soldier for a queen, yes, some of whom say, Wokuno. Now, so now when Yamini Timpo, 5 years, who never said them, and once I brought some way, dear. Now, so Yano Yamini, you say, Bessin, a seer, or brought some so young Uncle Paco, and be
nothing. Are you listening?
Yeah,
nothing will happen to you that God has not permitted.
And
when God permits it, he will use it and ensure that the scripture
Hallelujah.
Ultimately should be fulfilled and will
Hallelujah.
Be fulfilled in the life.
Amen. Now so nyame ma ho kwan po ma towa. Sani onyame aka fa ho no be sese nyome nyina ma bem pepepe.
There are four ways that people lead their life.
Na kwan ho ro na bi ho nipa bo wo mo bra.
Some people lead their life in the reverse. They are always talking about things that happened to them in the past. And I could not finish my school. And I not finish my school.
And
my father died when I was this. And my mother lost her business when I was that. Their life is always lived in the past. These people live their lives in the past because they think they are young. And when they come to themselves, they realize that they're 80 years. And now, they were blaming what happened to them and at the age of 20 and 25. And they were not aware that the time was passing by. This is very real in everyday life. It can happen to countries. It can happen to businesses. It can happen to churches where we live in the past. But that is not a quality way of living. Are you here with me?
Yeah. Abrabo ya bojina nyo ma etwa mu kone nya abrabo pa. Ne bi oho anu betena ho na me mame anhwe me. Me papa anhwe me na ni hu baba no so no adi mfie do wotwe. Wa bo akokra wie. Nanso wentu me antu anamo bi wona abrabom ko sise nya etwa mu dadadada na na oka. Ne tumi si wa man mu, etumi si wa ya abrabom, etumi si wa bebi biara ye wo biara.
There are others who also live in the future. They don't worry themselves about the past. They don't care about what is happening to them now. They are always looking at the future. I remember a young man who was like that. But was in a relationship with a lady. He was not working. He was not schooling. The young man was not working. So the lady asked the young man, said, "What are you doing with your life?" The young man said to him, "You watch me." The lady watched him until he left him. Don't live your life in the future. It's not a good way of living. The quality of your life will drop when you ignore the present and only project into the future. You will miss some of the great opportunities God has presented you presently. There are some people who want to travel outside Ghana. And because of that, they do nothing presently with their life. Oh, my brother is coming to pick me from Ghana to Italy. My sister is going to pick me from here. By the way, Spain is not a good place to go day to go now. They are hitting serious economic crisis. So come for directions as to where you can go. And because they are living in the future, they don't even listen to present day news, and they take a decision based on what somebody has said, "I'm going to do for you." But you look at what is happening now. The people there are not getting jobs. You cannot speak Spanish. And you are going to Spain. You can so ministry against your life to start with.
Now one more home po amuti Spain kasampo. It's Marion and Vayon po wamu nye jumanye. Now when ya winimane makwaba hana mitio, I go, I come. Daba na be kwako swan Spain kasen wenye jumaye. Now so wo ma meja kwancheni nim dear. Oh sorry ya pine. Me mame papa be famia kwa na jinas.
Your future will actually be those who are living in the future. Your future, the future that you think you are dreaming about, it will actually be destroyed if you don't take care of the present. Because it is the present that really prepares you for the future. If you want a bright future, ask yourself, what am I doing now? The quality of your life will drop if you ignore the present and you peep into the future prophetically and stay in that land of fantasy or dream and you do nothing about what is happening. It's not a good way of living.
Now,
Many years ago, I learned this. That what you do in your present will affect your future. So I decide whatever opportunities I have, I'm going to maximize it to the full. That includes everything. Good health in the future. What are you doing now? Good job in the future. What are you doing now? Good life, family life in the future. What are you doing now? Everything you do in the present will affect and impinge on the future. Are you listening to me? Then there are a third group of people who live only in the present. These people are very practical. They make full use of all the opportunities they have. And they achieve a lot in life. Because to them, what matters is the bed in hand. They are serious people in life. They can smell opportunities miles away. They do not have the time to wait. They do not have the time to argue about. They do not have the time to roam about and float around with floaters and loafers and scorners and despisers of men. Their time is so crucial to them, and you immediately see that the quality of their life goes up because of that.
Na san krofo yan krofo a womo tena baabi kwankwa nuase enni nkomo kwa ana womo fo ma bra bon to tata bi kwa na wotumo se womo yan krofo mo omo ani abre dan nyina ne abebo omo kwam na omo de ye adwuma na wo se omo yan krofo a omo ani abre ankasa.
The problem with these people who live in the present is that they don't believe prophetic things. They don't believe in futuristic things. When God promises them something, so long as they cannot see it, they cannot believe it. So that's the weakness with those who live solely in the present.
Now one ma wa ma bra bo nyina egina nea ene esi no so no eyankrofo a omo nye enkom sendi omo nim se wanyame ahyehye daachi bi sempon kom se bi fa ne daachi ho ba enya de osiesie ne ho ene e de twen san kom se ne san se wonhu.
This is why when they hit a hard place in life,
now when tina se baby asem bi aye den to omo a
and commit suicide, they kill themselves because they feel what I can see, there is nothing good here, and because they don't live with the sense of the future, they are so hopeless in their present crisis and they feel they must end it all.
Na saw funny and crofwa sa sam to omo betumi akun wesan se wo hu se ene de due mi ne bibia re be ye hia no de ama mi oni da chi bia ra dwene ni oni ma ne ene nti sa sam ne to ne pe.
What then is the good way of living? You find it in the fourth category. Those who live in the present, but they allow the past and the future to have their rightful places on what they are doing. They are living in the present. But they allow good lessons of the past to inform their present ongoings. And they allow a sense of the future to give them hope, to drive them in their time of challenge.
Now, omo sha da chi ni e wo omo anim na e ma omo ani da so se debi ebeye ye.
I suggest to you that this will lead you to a good way of life.
Na me catch raw se so kwan ba bo omo atumi abo obrapa.
So don't live life in the present. In the past.
Ma wa bra bo enye se ni etwom nkuto.
Don't live your life in the past. One day God said to the prophet Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel. Stop living in the past. How long will you continue to mourn because of Saul?
The Lord
said in effect, get hold of yourself and move on with your
life. Sometimes
things happen in our
lives.
Terrible things.
And
for years we get stuck in the past.
And
you think your future is going to be determined by the things you went through in the past.
Samuel's
prophetic ministry had come to a freeze, if you like. Because Saul, the first king, had messed up big time. But he
didn't
move on in his ministry. So God himself came to him. And he said,
Samuel,
how long are you going to be doing this? When things happen in our lives, God allows us a period to think about it. To mourn about it. But a time comes, he wants us to move on. So move on in your life. The quality of your life will drop if you don't move on.
Now, are
you listening to
me?
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50 and read about Joseph. And Joseph said unto his brethren,
now Joseph catcher ninuanum say,
I am about to die.
And chemewu.
And God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Joseph said, I am about to die.
Joseph said,
I am about to die. May you know when your time is up. Because sometimes you can die and be surprised that you have died already. So Joseph said, I am about to die.
Now Joseph can say, "Rin chemewu."
And then he said something interesting to the people of Israel. Verse
25.
And he took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. And you shall carry up my bones from here. Joseph did not want his bones to be left in Egypt. He did not want to be in Egypt whilst God had given his people a place in Israel.
Carry
the bones.
Say a best one.
Carry the bones. Now this was a man who was living in the present.
Now where you be are not enemu.
But he knew something about the future.
Now so no ni bibi e won ni dach.
And he made an arrangement to secure his future.
Now ya nyoma sisi nyoma se ni dach na be yefe.
Make an arrangement to secure your future in this life.
Yes, she said be bia wo dach na be yefe wa bra
boy. He said God is going to change your situation.
O si wo nyame ba ba sisan wo tibia.
God is going to bless your life.
O nyame ba ba shira wa bra.
God is going to prosper you.
O nyame ba ma wa di ye.
Your future is going to be bright.
Now wo dach.
Oh, your old age is going to be spectacular.
Now, he said
the things God promised your great grandfather. The things God promised your grandfather. And the things God promised your father. He is about to do them. And I want to say the same thing to you this morning. The things that God has promised you in this life. He is about to do them. He is about to do them. Make an arrangement for your future. He said, carry my bones with you. If Joseph was I,
say Joseph, yeah, me.
Because I really don't care where you put me. I feel that the real me will be somewhere else. But Joseph was a wise man. So now I've decided that where I'm placed is important. He said, carry my bones with you. Look at your human structure. You have got flesh and you have got skeleton. The skeleton is the solid part of you. If you have big bones, you are likely to be able to do many things than somebody with small bones. If you have big bones, naturally your feet will be bigger. So the point here is that there is a substance about us and there is the flesh part of us, but sometimes we look at the fleshy part of us and we ignore the substance because we cannot see the bone.
Now
in the Christian life, there are some things which are very substantial. They are the bony part of our Christian walk. Don't let it be broken. I said, don't let those bony things about the Christian life be broken in your life. Everywhere you go, carry it along with you. I was taught this when I first became a Christian. They said prayer is very important. They said everything by prayer. Nothing without prayer. Do everything prayerfully. They taught me that. Spend every day of your life in prayer, a section of the day in prayer. Prayer is not to be broken in your life. Carry on in prayer. They said, carry on in studying the word of God. They said, it's another most important thing in the Christian life. A quality lifestyle is born out of prayer. Because when you don't pray, you can easily fall into temptation. The spirit may be willing. The flesh is weak. Prayer will bolster you and help you to go through it. So Jesus was surprised at Peter and the rest. He said, could you not pray for 1 hour? Could you not pray for 1 hour? May you be able to pray for 1 hour. Prayer is vital. The word of God is vital. Study the word of God every day. One day we sent a certain woman to the clinic. Her blood sugar had dropped. When your blood sugar drops, you can easily die. So I looked at the symptoms. I said, let's test
it.
Immediately we saw that 2 point something, it had dropped drastically. It should be between 6 point something and a little over. I said, tea, put milk in it, pour it into her mouth. They did that, her life was saved. When we went to the hospital, they checked and saw that the blood, they said, what have you done so far? So we have given her sugar solution. He said, very good. That saved her life.
Hallelujah.
That saved her life. Prayer will save your life. The word of God will save your life. When the word of God is 2 point something in your spirit, you can't stand. You can't stand spiritual things.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
This these books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Card Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.